You have heard it said, it's all about the journey, not the destination. But for the Christian, it's all about the destination, not the journey. 1 Corinthians 15:9 says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. All of life is a journey, not a home. It's a road, not the country. And those transient enjoyments which you have in this life, lawful in their way, those incidental and evanescent pleasures which you may sip, are not home. They are little inns only upon the roadside of life, where you're refreshed for a moment, that you may take again the pilgrim's staff and journey on, seeking what is still before you, the rest that remaineth for the people of God. And in Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Scripture's telling us how he endured the cross. Through love, he focused on the joy that was to come afterwards. 1 Corinthians 13, love bears all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. Love never faileth. If you are in pain, if you're suffering hardship, listen. Here's how we endure. John 16, Jesus said, you will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come, but when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. This is Gary Upold. God bless.